Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Game Show Tonight here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/sweetenginesounds. We are going to begin this week right with the headline, and that is a contestant from The Voice died of an apparent suicide. This was posted on the 7th. Vivacious street performer Anthony Riley, a front runner of the most recent season of The Voice, inspired the fastest four-chair turnaround in the series history, died at the age of 28 of an apparent suicide. Now, the news first broke Friday evening via Ricky.org after several of Riley's friends expressed their grief on social media. A man identifying himself as Riley's best friend, fellow Philadelphia busker Robbie Parsons, spoke exclusively to Yahoo Music's Reality Rocks and confirmed the news. He mysteriously and abruptly left The Voice Season 8 before the knockout rounds, which aired this past March. No explanation other than personal reasons. It had actually been revealed that he dropped out of The Voice in January to enter a two-week rehab program for substance abuse. Riley told Philly.com he went to The Voice producer shortly after a successful battle round was taped in January and discussed his ongoing problems. That night, producers flew Riley back home. He entered Clarity Way, which was a rehab facility in Hanover, Pennsylvania. NBC footed the bill, although reps for The Voice declined to comment. "At the time, The Voice wasn't working for me, and I felt like I needed to go," Riley told Philly.com. At the time, Riley also stated back in March he had no plans to audition for The Voice again, despite a groundswell of fan support. "Quote, The Voice is over for me," close quote, he said. Anthony Riley, dead at the age of 28. Today is June 9th, 2015. I'm James Farkas, also known as JB. With me right now is Anthony Hardy.
The one and only.
The one and only, oh, Captain, my Captain. And let me ask this. There is a note tonight on Blog Talk Radio Studio that says our engineer is working on a solution for the audio file issue. In the meantime, quick fix is to delete your browser cookies and clear the browser cache. How many of us can say that is sometimes a big mistake?
Couldn't tell you.
Ah, the crickets are out tonight.
What do you want me to say?
Let's see. Well, we may be having a few more technical issues on the way, especially if they keep trying to fix it while we're on the air. See, at this point, I can't see who else is on the air. It's just me. It's just you. We've scheduled this show for over a week. You'd think they'd have a week to fix this problem, but this must have been something that came up today. So this could either be the shortest show on Earth, or it could be the loneliest show on Earth.
I can, yeah.
Yeah. Have you, you've not had the chance to see Buzzer, have you?
Yeah, I don't have Buzzer. Like I said, the closest location out there is out in Charlotte, the Charlotte area of North Carolina. Although I will say this, Dish Network has been playing mind games with me in terms of GSN because a while back I've been having GSN for the longest time, and all of a sudden it disappeared on me. and then it came back a month later, and it disappeared once more for another several months, and now it's back. Now I can watch my Press Your Luck again. Press Your Luck is my all-time favorite game show, no question about it. And just happened to see some 1986 episodes, and might as well enjoy it while I can, and enjoy Idiot Test while I still can, because you know you never know when it's going to vanish and whatnot. So far, I've enjoyed Chase and Idiot Test. Skin Wars, I don't really care about it. But I am glad that GSA canceled It Takes a Church, because it doesn't belong anyway. Seems like a long ad for ChristianMingle.com.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I... okay, let's turn this up some more. One of the things, you know, that I have a problem with is I had a digital television tuner that fried. Of course, that's... Okay, I've hit Control F5 once again, and it's... Apparently, it's waiting
for the
website. Yeah, I hit Control and F5 to kind of force reload the page, and we're still on, but it's just you and me right now. Apparently, I publicized, well, maybe I would publicize it again. Promote. We're on the air. And hit send. Well, I just tweeted it. I put it out on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio that we're on the air now. So maybe that'll bring a few others in. But you said something about it being in the Charlotte area, but not close to where you're at, which is more or less along the lines of the Triad, the Piedmont, Greensboro.
Yeah, Greensboro went to Sam High Point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of these days down the road, if it's successful enough, they will pick it up around here, around these parts.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, I got GSN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all right. Hopefully, Dish Network won't play any more mind games with you, even though the shooting odds are 2-1 that they will. A few other headlines that we've caught, just in brief. One is a pretty sad one. You Can Be a Star's Jim Ed Brown. This was from the old days of the Nashville Network. He's battling cancer again. Jim Ed Brown, a country music artist before taking on the game show. I just love this. The ads that pop up on Fun Sounds. I wish I had the full version where it wouldn't pop those ads up. That'll come later this year. Got my financial aid most of the way straightened out. I was a little short. No surprise there. And another bit of good news tonight, Jeff Foxworthy is teaming up with Golden Corral. No, it's not Dan Grogan's House of Gravy, but... Close enough. Well, do you remember, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Do I?
First came out on Fox.
Do I?
Yes.
I remember it.
Well, there's something called list abuse. When the new Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader premiered, we tweeted that the original fifth graders are in college and now. Well, now there are pictures. Yahoo has them up. Yes, the original fifth graders, then And now, it's up on Yahoo TV.
How time flies. Time has flown by.
Yes, it is. Elena Etheridge, she is now 18, and she's set to attend Southern Methodist University in Dallas this fall. She's majoring in pre-physical therapy. She's the overachiever has been keeping plenty busy since her TV days with her foundation, Elena's Achievers, Athletes for Education, a mentorship program in San Diego. She also works with several national youth organizations, and she's a competitive soccer player. Etheridge hopes to eventually become a physical therapist and work for a sports team at the professional or college level. Next is Jacob Hayes. Back in the day, he felt like a rock star when he joined his classmates for the start of the show. Claims it was a huge adrenaline rush, and the sound of the studio audience cheering would kind of fade out, and he had to remind himself it wasn't a dream, that it was real. And in that moment, he felt like a rock star. And he also revealed he would remind his fifth grade self to never lose that no fear factor. He said, stay weird. I guess to put it simply, I'd tell him, stay weird, kid. The world's going to try to change you, but you're the one who should try to change the world. How's he doing now? He worked on Disney's Really Short Report through middle school before going on to appear in several indie films. The actor joined Boy Scouts of America and became an Eagle Scout. The 19-year-old is enrolled at University of Missouri, where he plans to declare himself as a film and theater major next fall. He's working towards acting professionally in screenwriting. He loved playing characters, creating them on paper, and the other half of show business, and he definitely wants to be a part of both writing and acting. Pretty good work if you can get it. Next is Kyle Collier. Former cast member Kyle Collier still watches Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? He admits the show is very different now than it was back in his day. He said meeting Jeff Foxworthy was an awesome experience. What would he tell his fifth grade self? Work hard and show great attitude to people who look down on you. How is he doing now? He is attending Riverside Community College with plans to transfer to a four-year school like ASU or Texas Tech. His major is social work, minor in history. He also works as a youth football coach. He hopes to have a career out of his love for sports, hoping to become a coach for football. I guess he went for a touchdown in that move. Next is Laura Morano. The famous of the original six, Morano went on to star in Disney Channel's Austin and Ally. She sometimes gets recognized as that kid from Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? She thinks it's still pretty hilarious, especially when an old picture pops up. Morano took the money she earned in 2007 and put it away for college. She has some advice for her fifth grade self. Don't be so worried about middle school. Keep working hard, but don't worry so much. Everything works out how it's supposed to work out. That's her advice to herself. What is she doing today? She deferred college this year, plans to attend school next year as a political science major. Austin and Ally's wrapping up its fourth and final season later this year. Morano's ready to focus on her music. She just signed with Big Machine Records. It looks like she knew what she wanted to do with her life way back when she was a fifth grader. Quote, I love the business I'm in. I've always loved the entertainment industry because I absolutely adore performing. Marky Ann Meyer, the next one, the child star, said some people made the connection with her name in the first season of the TV game show, but more often her past as a child actress, CSI Miami and the Bernie Mac show, gets her recognized. Of her time as a fifth grader, Meyer says, when I reminisce about the show, I just remember the feeling of screaming my head off and throwing my hands up in the air, trying to be picked for the contestant. She would tell her fifth grade self to slow down, explaining that when she was in fifth grade, she actually wanted to be in middle school. When I was in eighth grade, I couldn't wait to be in high school, she said, and I just wish I could go back and tell myself, slow down. How's Markey doing now? She currently attends Point Loma Nazarene University as a nursing major. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes as a child. The beauty continued to model and act until high school. She switched gears and put her focus on her education and playing basketball. She got scholarships to play in college and chose PLNU so she could play basketball as well as nursing. She wants to become a nurse practitioner and eventually pursue her master's degree. Way to go, Markey. Back then, Spencer Martin says, many great memories were made both on and off the set of the show. I remember our Disneyland outing when we were given private tours and expedited access to many of the rides, which is every fifth grader's dream. Truly, my best memories were those shared with other classmates. We were a solid unit, but Martin does wish he could go back in time and give himself some crucial elementary school advice. Breathe. You're only in fifth grade, he would tell his 11-year-old self. Also, the answers to Ms. Schmidt's vocabulary test are A, C, B, B, A, C, D. You got this one, sport. That's what he'd tell himself. And today, he is a freshman at UCLA studying musical theater in the School of Theater, Film, and Television. He's lived a very regular life away from the spotlight. He participated in every musical that he could as a kid and hoped to perform professionally in the future. My passion lies in performance, and I would love to make a career out of it. Being able to perform in a musical on Broadway would undoubtedly be an incredible honor, and it's definitely his current goal. That being said, he said, I would be excited to put my training to use in any medium, be it stage, screen, or elsewhere. But that is the original fifth graders, the cast, the class of fifth graders, and their instructor, Jeff Foxworthy, the host of that show, has just been announced as a partner with Golden Corral Restaurants, the nation's largest grill and buffet chain. Foxworthy, known for his clean, family-friendly humor, he's kicking off his role as spokesperson in a series of lighthearted commercials for the restaurant chain's Breakfast for Lunch and Dinner promotion. No, it is not Dan Grogan's House of Gravy, like I said before. Golden Corral's Vice President of Advertising and Insights, Donna Mercer, said, and I quote, Jeff Foxworthy's family-friendly humor and authenticity aligns perfectly with our brand, and he will put a fun face on our new Golden Bill of Rights campaign. I hold these truths to be self-evident. Not all buffets are created equal. That sounded like a good one. Foxworthy will appear in a series of patriotic commercials as part of the advertising campaign from the VIA agency in Portland, Maine. Now, the campaign centers around the freedom of diners to feast on fresh foods at an affordable price and the right to eat meals out of order, having breakfast foods for lunch and dinner. They've already shot one spot. Here we go. Courtesy of YouTube and Golden Corral.
Golden Bill of Rights, only in America and only at Golden Corral. Article 4, you will have the right to eat out of order. You want breakfast for dinner? The Sprinter. What dessert is an appetizer? That's dessertizer. And this is the U.S. of A. Okay. So now they're serving breakfast for lunch and dinner. America. Get breakfast for lunch and dinner at Golden Corral.
Article 4, eat out of order. will you be going to Golden Corral pretty soon?
I have been in the past, but haven't been recently.
Well, now that they've got this new campaign, will you give it a try? Maybe have an omelet for dinner?
Who cares? I don't know.
Jeff Foxworthy's also hosted the American Bible Challenge And, of course, Fifth Grader has returned to the primetime schedule on Fox. He's hosted the animated series Bounty Hunters for CMT. There was another television show called Foxworthy's Big Night Out. And, of course, the blue-collar comedy tour, wildly successful. Jeff Foxworthy was on that one, along with Larry the Cable Guy, Bill Engvall, and I'd have to say my favorite man to spout honesty on top of having a scotch, Ron White. But then again, I'm crazy. Well, Anthony, it looks like the two of us are going to probably be the only ones on here. Once I have to go in and refresh this page every time.
Is it still broken?
Yeah, apparently so. Still saying audio file issue. Meantime, quick fix, delete your browser cookies and clear the browser cache. And I think it's broken. More ways than one. Well, this may be the shortest show tonight. Back to where did I go? There we go. There is a Last Comic Standing who is going to be hosting a new show on TBS. It's called Separation Anxiety. It's a relationship-based game show featuring a unique twist that isn't revealed to contestants until after they've played the game. David Eilenberg, Senior Vice President of Unscripted Series at TBS. I'm sorry, the title specials and late night for TBS, said what makes Separation Anxiety such a fun, unique game show is the way it puts relationships to the test. Also, quote, on top of having a great premise, Separation Anxiety is hosted by Eliza Schlesinger, one of the hottest new comedians in the business. Very excited to be adding Eliza's fresh and funny voice to TBS's growing roster of comedy superstars, end quote. TBS ordered 14 one-hour episodes of Separation Anxiety with plans to launch the show in late 2015. It was announced during the upfront presentation produced by 5x5 Media and Electus. Over on the other side of the pond, ITV has ordered the Almost Impossible game show, a new physical game show from Endemol Shine Prodco Initial. That's a strange company name. Billed as a comedy game show, the series will have 10 contestants taking on hilarious challenges. Participants have 50 chances to complete 5 challenges. This is going to be good. The 6x60-minute show will go out later this year on ITV2, and the Endemol Shine Group will sell the format internationally. The Almost Impossible game show was commissioned by Angela Jane, ITV's Director of Digital Platforms. The show is silly, fun, never predictable, and thoroughly entertaining, perfect for ITV2, she said. Managing Director of Initial, Nick Samuel Smith, added, quote, this utterly absurd and completely anarchic format, which features some of the most ludicrous games that our evil, twisted, creative team could come up with. How many times can you say, ay caramba?
I know, right?
Yep, but it sounds to me like it's going to be one of those sick, twisted game shows.
Don't see it lasting long.
Nope. Might be one episode and done with a gunshot.
Yeah.
Yeah, one and done. There you go.
Your empire is how the world will remember you. It's where your dreams come to life.
There we go.
Go!
That was a good one. The ad started playing right after I hit the gunshot.
Go! Go!
There you go. I read somewhere, and I don't know if you saw this as well, Anthony, that Bart Simpson's going to be killed off in the Treehouse of Horror.
Not to mention that Marge and Homer are going to be separated. I've got a feeling that the end of The Simpsons is near.
You mean she's finally going to tell Homer, I'm done?
Or vice versa. One way or another, they're going to be separated. But like I said, with the looks of things, the end of The Simpsons is near. It's run its course a long time ago, and while they're still making it's still production, it's beyond me. Not to mention that they stopped making DVDs not too long ago.
In the words of Gerald Ford, our long national nightmare is over.
Just take it behind the woodshed and put it out of its misery. Get it over with.
I think we're way past beating a dead horse on that one. Oh, boy. This is it. There's only two of us here on this show. We knew this was going to... This may be the briefest show ever.
Just two of us.
Well, how about this? I was going to say, how about this? Why not give us what's coming up on Captain's World?
All right, now, the past couple of shows, we were out. The entire crew was sick, even myself. And it's completely unbearable, but I'm pretty much at 100% right now. But we're going to get back into the mix of things of reviewing the past couple of auditions, counting tonight's audition of America's Got Talent, and my review of WWE Live, my first WWE Live event that I've been in attendance with. This was pretty much the go-home house show before Elimination Chamber, and we're going to be giving you my experiences on this and, you know, the matches, the review, the works. And this past Saturday, I was going to do like a hip-hop show, an underground hip-hop show, basically taking a page out of In the Beat of the Night's book, and In the Beat of the Night is another WAG show. It airs Wednesday nights at 9, 8 Central, by the way. But since an upcoming electronic show coming up, I'm going to do the first half of this coming Saturday show, hip-hop, and the second half, electronic music. So just try to keep on schedule as best as possible here. And I'm trying to think what else we have here. As always, we're going to be back on this coming Monday for more WQFS Fine. Be doing what we do best, entertaining you the best way possible, leading into another perfect show in the Track Blasters, DJ Clash of the Track Blasters, which plays nothing but the best of house music. So Mondays will never be boring again. And like I said, it airs on, Password airs on Monday afternoon, 12 to 11 Central, on WQFS 90.9 FM. Be sure to download the TuneIn app as well. And it airs on Saturday mornings, 10, 9 Central, on WAG 103.1 FM. And you can also get the TuneIn app as well. And we're also on Facebook. Look for the group page and fan page, both entitled Captain's World. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's World 1986. And on YouTube at Captain's World 1986. And one more thing to add over here before I toss it back over to you. Yes, I've seen, if you see my status, I've seen Pitch Perfect 2 earlier this afternoon, and I absolutely enjoyed myself I think it's a little bit better than the first one. Both movies alone made me want to get back into a cappella music, and so far I have two potential candidates, counting myself, to me forming an a cappella group. I've been wanting to do this a long time ago, but kept putting this off for the longest time. But this absolutely makes me, the music in there, everything about it, and as well as the sing off, by the way, makes me want to jump back into a cappella music. I don't care what anybody says otherwise. Sing off is the best singing competition out there, in my personal opinion. It beats out The Voice and Idol, hands down, even X Factor. Just relying on each other and The Voice and trying to stay on pitch the entire time. Just absolutely amazing. And the music blew me away in there, the first and second movies. Consider singing it again. But like I said, I may give a cappella music another try if I can find a way to form an a cappella group. And yeah, Penn Fox makes a guest appearance in there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at this. There's one story that they said the cop stopped a guy and he smashed a window in. But then it comes to clicktohouston.com, and there's another cop that was shot in the back during a traffic stop. Not sure what's going on there. Must be a technical glitch. Must be technical glitches everywhere tonight. Usually we would have Antonio Gray giving some news and headlines. Woj would usually be here as well. I'm going to check the Google Drive right quick and see if they left a script or anything. Maybe edit it.
But I don't see
any edits.
I was going to say, while you search on that, let me ask you this. How you like I Can Do That if you've seen it?
I will say this. No, there's not been any changes since then. I know I gave them the link to it if they wanted to make changes to the template to kind of put the latest news in there. But we covered Anthony Riley and more on Celebrity Family Feud. It premieres June 21st, 8 to 9 on ABC. And, of course, your host is Steve Harvey. And Game Show Newsnet did Game Show Marathon 4 recently and raised $5,000. This is from WSET in Lynchburg. And Dave Wall's doing the story for WSET. Bob Hagg, Corey Anatato, and Christian Carrion. Saturday was a night of no sleep and a lot of fun, but for a good cause. Three friends organized a 24-hour game show marathon. They stayed up for 24 straight hours playing classic game shows with online viewers, donating for the chance to play. It's in its fourth year. The marathon raised over $5,000 for Child's Play, a charity that helps provide hospitalized children with toys and games. Now, there is a link to Child's Play and the Game Show Marathon, and, of course, it goes to GameShowMarathon.com. Tournament of Champions Ben Ingram appeared during GSM4. He was the 8-time champion in season 29, Ben Ingram winning 177,534. He defeated Arthur Chu and Julia Collins in the Tournament of Champions to secure another $250,000. When pressed for comment, Bob Hague replied, Hague, Corey, if you make us play Jeopardy against him, you're sleeping outside. And that was from Game Show Marathon 4 website. And, of course, at the very top of the page, there's a Donate Now button. You can hover over it with your mouse. It shows up red. It was a pretty good job they did. Well, I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, due to the unforeseen circumstances of the engineers at Blog Talk Radio working on a solution for their audio file issue, we will be cutting this show a lot short tonight than what we had. And there's only two of us on here, and I don't know if anyone else has been able to get in on the show or if the problems at BTR is preventing them from getting to the show. What we're going to do is we are going to re-rack this topic for next week. We did cover a little bit of news. We did cover an announcement with the Captain's World, and I do appreciate that, Anthony, but apparently because of the issues with Blog Talk Radio, no one else has been able to show up. So we're going to abbreviate this edition, and we will re-rack about Big Brother, who's going to be on there, because I think there were some announcements that came down this week. Big Brother and any of the other reality show announcements that we've got. Plus, we'll kind of review Buzzer, how its first couple of weeks have gone by the time we get back on next week. So, you know, best efforts given, but the technical issues with Blog Talk Radio, it may be preventing others from getting in on the show.
That's a bummer. I got to get going anyway.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Anthony. And, of course, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so much for joining us tonight. Sorry this is an abbreviated edition, but we're going to do show number 149-2 next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, when we hear Anthony say... I just dropped the call. Thank you so much for joining us and have a wonderful evening. On behalf of all of us at the game show tonight, Bill Davis up in Michigan, Antonio Gray in Milwaukee area, and me right here in the Alan Mitsugi Studios at Sweet Engine Sounds Network at Blog Talk Radio. I hope you have a wonderful evening and have a great week.